Please welcome Jill Turnbow.
I don't know if I've bucked many trends because I've always kind of lived the same way since I was young to the way I live now, which is, as my best friend described it, I'm always on time, never prepared. My motto is, hey, let's just see what happens. So it's kind of a miracle I got through high school at all with that attitude, but I was a pretty good student, and yet I wouldn't say I was an academic, because pretty much I looked at high school as an entertainment platform in that kind of, hey, I'm bored, let's see what kind of shit I can stir up kind of way. And interestingly enough, I had the same principal all through middle school as I did in high school, because he got transferred at the same time, so he was kind of on to me, so I also kind of got away with a few things, which sometimes I still try to do. But when I started in ninth grade, the school district implemented a brilliant program called New Math. Some of you, yes, which just consisted of opening a very large room, throwing 150 kids in there, giving them a book, and say, learn algebra on your own. Go at your own pace, which for me meant, I'm not doing this. So I learned you could take your, you had to check yourself in on an attendance card, and if you, the attendance card wasn't there, they didn't know you were missing, so early lunch every day. I just quit going. I would go across the street and drink Cokes and smoke cigarettes. But after a couple of months, I started feeling bad about it because I do have this moral compass that's really annoying. So honest, I felt bad. So I showed up one day, and apparently the new math teacher, Miss Long, saw me in the corner and got on the speaker, because that's how big this room was. She had to get on a speaker, and she said, is that Turnbow in the corner? Get your ass over here. Which I thought was inappropriate in front of ninth graders. So I said, no, you get your ass over here. So she came walking over and she said, that gets you a day in detention. And I said, what do I get if I call you a bitch? She goes, a week. And I said, it's worth it. Out of the room. So I'm sitting in detention. And Ralphie Baby, that's what I call the principal because that's how close we were about that. Ralphie Baby comes by. Seriously, I did. We'd see each other in the hall and go, Ralphie Baby. He came by and saw me and was like, what are you doing in here? And I said, I called Miss Long a bitch. He goes, she is a bitch. Get out. So free pass to an early lunch all week. So she thought I was in detention all week, but I wasn't. So by the end of the semester, I, in my moral compass way, did the stupidest thing I've ever done out of fairness. I went back, and I had to fill out my little grade card. I hadn't been there. I hadn't even opened the book. So I gave myself a C. I thought that was fair. I really believed somebody would call me on it one day and ask me an algebra question, and I would go, I'm a C student. I don't know. So I gave myself a C, and it turns out it was the only C I ever got in my entire life. And it kept me out of honor society. It kept me out of graduating with honors, and I did it to myself. So, but I didn't do much better with science, because in ninth grade, I also had a science teacher that was an ex-football player who was avoiding the draft, and he didn't know anything about science either. Our only project was learning how to make wax hand candles in latex gloves and selling them. That's all we did. But I got an A in that class because my dad let me take him a bottle of scotch. Got it. I got an A. So he was handing them out. A's for everybody. But by the time I was a junior, I really wanted to be challenged. I did. I was just so bored in school. And I was, I was a good kid. I showed up. I was there. I was on time. But I made sure I got into Miss Couch's biology class. Now, Miss Couch was a nightmare. But she had the reputation of being the hardest teacher in the school. So I wanted to take her class because I wanted to prove to myself I could do this. Well, like 2 weeks in, the project was, of course, as you all know, we're now going to dissect frogs. And I said, no, not going to do that. Well, she'd never had anybody say that. Everybody just did it. And I was like, no, not doing it, not touching it, not doing it. Well, we all ended up in Ralphie Baby's office. I'm like, Ralphie Baby, I'm not touching a dead frog. You cannot force me to do something that I find disturbing and scarring, and you can't make me cry and throw up in front of other students. You can't. So I ended up getting an A, and I didn't have to touch the frog. And she was trying to help me get on a path to pre-law because she thought I'd be really good at that. I made my case, and I didn't touch a frog. So my senior year, I did get in trouble again once. I skipped a field trip and got caught. So again, in Ralphie's office, and he said, he's so serious, he was like, I've had to think of punishment for you. And it has to be serious. It has to be severe. You have to know you're being punished. It has to be bad. So for the next week, you have to eat in the cafeteria. I scream. I'm like, no, suspend me. No. I haven't been in the cafeteria since I was a freshman. No. He said, nope, you got to go in there. Coach Turner's going to check on you every day. Who was another one that was like, yeah, whatever. And so sure enough, I went to the cafeteria. Coach Turner would go through and go, I see you. Get out. So I didn't ever have to actually do that. But my sterling academic career peaked at the SATs. Yes, absolutely true. It was a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Even then, I couldn't do mornings. Still can't. Like I said, I have not changed since I was in high school. But I showed up on time with my number two pencil. And the first section was English, where you read the story, answer the questions. The guy said, time begins now, and I face planted. Boom, slept through the entire thing. The next thing I heard was time. I had slept through the entire thing. So I was like, oh my God. So now I'm wide awake. The next section is science. I read the first question, and I was like, I don't even know what it's asking me, much less do I know the answer, because all I know how to do is make hand candles. So I took my little number two pencil, and I made a pattern with the dots. And I went back while everybody else was doing science, and I completed the English section, because that was kind of my thing, English. So I knew I would do well on that. And then we got the test scores back. Guess how many science questions I missed? One. Honest to God, I got a recruiting letter from MIT. I had to tell them I didn't want to go out of state for school because I just couldn't take their money and not touch a frog. So, damn ethics! All right, thanks.